copies of that that we need. Those really need to be in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah, all I've got is the draft.
That's one. That is one of the letters.
And while we're... I mean, I can make some copies if we need it, but we, you really need to have that information in front of you. And a couple of other things to point out, sort of as Representative Devin had asked about the check-only provision and whether that was on solid ground, and the commissioner had cited two parts of law, and one was the Clean Elections Act, and the other was scrap metal, which requires processors to pay sellers by credit card, debit or check. And so according to the AG's office, that passes sort of the rational basis test. It was for purposes of traceability and so forth, and that would be, they felt, on solid ground. So that was to speak to that. And the department had talked about the 48-hour single closure period being proposed, and as well as the bulleted quota system that was just presented, and the check-only provision that they would have language for that. And just needed to point out also that in Section 5, so when we go through the bill, it would be pointed out, but because it does create a new penalty or increase the penalty, it would go to criminal justice for that committee's review.
Okay, I think that the kinds of things that the commissioner has described slightly, there have been discussions with the tribes over other agreements,
right,
and which go a different direction from this original language. I think what I'd like to do is for us to focus on the areas of the bill that are not specifically tribal in nature first.
Sure.
We've had some information presented, and I know we do have Deirdre from the department here that might answer questions about how it plays out, the different methods of arriving at individual quotas, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And we could get into the discussion around changes the department is proposing in language around the swipe card system and such. I think we should be considering those. Representative Kamiga?
I would say that the thing we need to discuss and resolve is how to determine the quota. I think the rest of this is pretty non-controversial. I mean, you know, how the swipe cards are going to work, what the penalties are, how the reporting is going to work. I think that's...
Well, I heard that there are some differences,
there are some differences,
they are less challenging, perhaps, than the question of how we arrive at the quota.
How to get the quota... And, you know, I've heard one member down there who wants to go basically with all history, and another member of the committee down there that wants to maybe go with more of a divided equally. And I think possibly history with a floor, which the commissioner said he considered but decided not to go with, is
a balance
of that. And if you know, somebody is in the fishery and only ends up with a quota of, and I guess we need to have Ms. Gilbert come up and see what, but if somebody's in the fishery and only has a quota of a pound, basically that would be the floor, I guess, if you're rounding things to the nearest pound, the floor would be 1 pound. It seems like it's hardly worth issuing a license.
So in terms of a good way to proceed with informing the committee and having this discussion, would it make sense for the department to come up at this time and answer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Weaver?
You know, we could argue back and forth about this all day, whether it's 10 years or whether it's 1 year. 3 years seems very effective. It seems right, and I don't know why we can't go with that. The commissioner's done his homework. He's got it here, and let's not spend all day arguing about this. We've got to make a decision, and anything we probably decide will probably be wrong for somebody, but I recommend we just go with 3 years.
I think we heard that. And so your opinion on that is clear.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Senator.
But I think that if we're going to make an informed decision, the alternatives have been raised. I think it would be good for us to know a little bit more of how those would play out, and then kind of have that discussion as a committee to resolve how we – maybe a straw poll on what that part of the bill approach should be would be worthwhile. Deirdre, might you tell us, and we can get members of the committee to ask on different approaches, how those would play out for us. We've had the suggestion of a three-year no floor. We've had a suggestion of a flat division. Is there another one on the committee that we're interested in hearing about? Okay, so perhaps if you could lead us through what those two would look like and what the implications would be.
Sure. Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, members of the committee, I am Deirdre Gilbert, Director of State Marine Policy at the Department of Marine Resources. So as the commissioner explained, we heard a continuum or a range of feedback from the industry in terms of what they thought the appropriate way to divide up the quota might be from a straight division, regardless of your gear type or your number of years in the fishery, to using individual landings data over, you know, whatever period of time an individual might suggest. So I have run, as the commissioner said, I ran the analysis using the landings data from those 3 years without establishing any floor. So therefore, the lowest allocation is 1 pound. There are, I'm just looking at my spreadsheet right now, there are 9 individuals that would be at that lower range. There are, just to give you a sense of how this is distributed, and I could put this into like maybe a bar chart or something for you, but there's close to 150 people who would get 10 pounds or less. And again, this analysis is just on the state license holders.
When you say that, you mean between 1 pound and 10 pounds?
Correct.
150 people, roughly.
Yeah. So there's a significant percentage of the fishery that has been, I would say, relatively inactive or has had minimal, relatively minimal landings over that three-year period.
And how does the rest?
What's the top half?
Yeah.
What's the highest allocation? Well,
above the 10 pounds, where are we?
Maybe another. I'm just trying to think of good places to kind of break this for you to see how it might be distributed. Going, say, from, you know, above 10 pounds to 50 pounds, there's 250 people in that range. And then above 50 pounds, there'd be 25, with the highest allocation. And again, there's a number of different ways that we could do this, but the way that I have done it most recently, the highest allocation would be 153 pounds. There'd be one individual at that level. There's the other way, again, that the commissioner referred to that I've looked at the information is to say that different gear types inherently qualify for a different poundage, and then for every year that you have been in the fishery, you could get an additional allocation. So there's a fair number of people that have been in the fishery for, I can look back 18 years in our licensing database because we have back to 1995 is when we started having our electronic licensing database. So there's 104 people, state license holders, that have had their license at least 18 years out of the 432 state license holders. So a quarter of the fishery has been in it that long. If you give them a pound for each year that they've been in, that takes up a significant amount of the quota. So I ran it with a half a pound. So the maximum kind of additional poundage that somebody could get for being in the fishery for 18 years would be 9 pounds. I mean, there's no kind of like, right way, I guess, to assign that poundage between gear types. I tried to look at what each kind of, there are four different sectors to the fishery. There are people that have dip net only. There are people who have one fike net. There are people with a dip and a fike. And there are people with two fikes. So I tried to look at those license holders in, as their groups and figure out, on average, what do the dip net license holders catch, what do the fike net holders catch, et cetera, et cetera, and then assign poundages based on those averages in a way that would get us to this number that we're trying to get to. So, again, this is just for the sake of discussion. If you did it based on gear type and years, I'm trying to find my chart for that. I think I had assigned 9 pounds as the floor for a dip net, 18 pounds for a fike net.
Before you finish going down through that, is there anyone here who's interested in pursuing an individual quota assigned based on types of gear held?